This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Monday. And what a gigantic Monday it is. Of course, Medal of Honor Monday is coming up an hour from now. A huge Supreme Court decision today about Trump's immunity. Of course, we're going to lead off the show talking about that. There is a divide. The Bidens versus the rest of the system. Is Joe going to stay? Is he going to go? We'll talk about that. Political opponents being locked up. Is it a, quote, Cuban thing to have political corruption? And all that, plus emails and so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, as it pertains to the Supreme Court decision today, Trump gets immunity. Now, I'm not going to pour cold water all over anything. What happened today was great. Absolutely great. It was a good thing. However, keep in mind, it's a little bit more complicated than Trump was immune. What the Supreme Court did today was they said, obviously, he's immune from everything he did as an official thing. And he might be immune from some things that aren't necessarily official, but it was him acting as president, and he's definitely not immune for anything as in regards to a personal matter. That's how it was explained to me by every lawyer I know. In fact, this guy, Washington Examiner Kalen Deese is his name. He did a little 48-second explainer on it. You want to get smarter? Here's Kalen Deese. This is what actually happened.
There's absolute immunity for official acts for a president. There is not absolute immunity for unofficial acts. So what that means, essentially, is that Trump's case is going to have to go back down to a lower court, to U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan, where this whole case started. And she's going to have to do some inspection of the aggravating offenses in the indictment, the four-count indictment by Special Counsel Jack Smith. And then that process will take perhaps months. And what that is raising right now is whether this 2020 election subversion case brought by Jack Smith can make it to trial before the election. And we know that there is a great chance that Trump could pardon himself if he wins the election again. And so it raises the question of whether we will even see this case go to trial.
Okay, so it's good. It's good. It's not a blank slate, just like we were thinking. I told you before, they were going to split the baby. He's immune, but not all the way immune. But what happened today was a good thing, a very good thing. We will see how it plays out from here. Remember, these judges like this Tanya Chutkan judge, this Trump judge in D.C., she is a rabid communist, an Obama appointee, hardcore anti-Trumper. This woman, whatever she can corruptly do, she will do. So again, not totally out of the woods, but a great day and may very well have saved Trump from jail, but not in New York City. That's another thing I got clarification on. Remember, in 2 weeks, Trump gets sentenced for his 34 felony convictions in New York City. I asked point blank, does this affect any of those charges? Every single one to a man. That would be five attorneys I had to talk to today. And you owe me a debt of gratitude for talking to five lawyers in one day. Anyway, all five of them said no, absolutely not. This doesn't save or change anything as it pertains to New York. There. That's the Trump side of it. Good, good day. Woohoo! But I want to move on and I want to talk about the other side of it. I want to talk about the reaction to this decision today. The reaction from the communists. The reaction has been remarkably consistent. I have to say, I'm looking at, I mean, I could read post after post after post. The Supreme Court just gave Joe Biden unequivocal immunity to order the military to take action against Trump today, right now. That's from Bradley P. Moss. Sounds and looks like a loser. This is another one. Justice Sotomayor's dissent quote, orders the Navy SEAL Team 6 to assassinate a political rival, immune. Orders military coup to hold on to power, immune. So on and so forth. Here's another one. Biden should have Trump killed. This is from a Jack Eason on social media. He says, Biden should have Trump killed and see what happens next. It wasn't just on social media. It's all over the media. This was on MSNBC.
The thing that is not dealt with here is the hypothetical that was dealt with in the Court of Appeals about SEAL Team 6. And it is unclear how this, they actually studiously avoid dealing with that, because you could make the argument that that is official conduct. At the very least, presumptively.
How would you make that argument?
You'd sit there and say, I have determined as commander in chief that this is necessary. And the way that Judge Pan in the lower court phrased it was, what if the president decides that a political adversary is a threat to democracy and orders the killing? That is in that. And why isn't that now?
Do you remember when we were having fun one night? We were just screwing off. It was a slow news day. Do you remember when we had that discussion? I may have even opened up the phone lines for it, of what would you do if tomorrow you were handed what amounts to unlimited amount of money? I don't remember the amount we put on it that night, if it was an amount. I think I said $10 billion, but the number basically was a number that was unlimited. What would you do? I'm going somewhere with this. Just stay with me. Do you remember that discussion? You remember what I said, actually, more specifically? So in case you're just now joining us, or you weren't here that night, here was the thought experiment. And it's not exactly a new concept, right? What would you do if you didn't have to worry about money? But this was something we did. If you were handed an unlimited amount of money, what would you do with it outside of the responsible things? So it wasn't, you know, well, I'd pay off my mortgage and I'd invest half in a bunch of stocks and then I'd start a college fund. Oh gosh, that was not it at all. It was, what would you do? Would you build a swimming pool and fill it up with Skittles and go swimming? Would you start a dog rescue charity? Would you buy a private jet? Would you buy a fleet of private jets? Would you buy a penthouse? Would you buy a ranch? What would you do? Would you travel the world? I want to see every country. Would you fly fresh lobster in from Maine every night? What would you do? And you remember what my answer was? Just, this will come back to the story. Stay with me. Remember what my answer was? I've dreamt of this my whole life. I know it will never happen, but I've dreamt of it. I said I wanted to rent a yacht, a big yacht. We're talking one you cross oceans with. And I want to bring, pick a number, 10, 20 friends, family members. And I want the yacht fully staffed, chefs, people cleaning, cooking, whatever you need. And we're all going to gather on this yacht, jet skis, the works. And we're going to sail across the ocean. Maybe we'll meet in Hawaii. We'll start there. We'll sail across the ocean. And I want to do a tour of all the major islands where we fought in World War II. And on that tour, I want a personalized tour guide at each island waiting for us to take us through the island and show us everything. This was this battle. This was this battle. And when we're not on the islands, of course, we'll be on our luxury yacht. We'll be sunning ourselves on the swimming pool on the roof and jet skis and the works. Now, you remember that. In case you don't remember that, that's what my dream was. It is. It'll never happen, but it's my dream. But here's the thing. Why is that experiment fun? Well, it's fun to spend money you don't have. It's fun to dream. But one of the things that makes that experiment fun, that mental experiment, whatever you would want to do, is it reveals things about you. Maybe even things you like, maybe things you hate. It reveals things about you. If I told you I could hand you $10 billion and you immediately said I would give all of it to homeless kids, okay, well, that reveals a lot of good things about you. Because me, I didn't even consider anyone else. I only thought about me. Reveals that I'm selfish. What else does it reveal about me? My dream. What does it reveal about me? What do I love? I very clearly like the ocean. I love boats. I don't own one. I'll probably never own one, but I love boats. Big ones, small ones. I love boats. I love food. And it also reveals, probably not the most flattering thing, I like to be waited on. I want a whole staff there. I don't want to clean the bathroom. I want you to clean the bathroom. If I want a special pizza for dinner, I want you to make it. It reveals that I love jet skis. It reveals that I like to be around friends and family. It reveals, of course, obviously, that I love history. Very clearly, I'm a history geek because I was handed $10 billion and that's what I chose. It reveals things about me that is my dream. Now, I want to talk about the communists. I want to talk about the American left's reaction to this Supreme Court ruling today. Let's talk about what it reveals, shall we? Before we do that, let me reveal something to you. Pure Talk, if we're going to hop on this boat, we're going to cross the ocean, I know what you're sitting there wondering. You're sitting there thinking to yourself, but what about my cell phone service? You know that Pure Talk, not only domestically are they on the same 5G network as one of the big guys, but they are expanding all the time their international roaming. I believe it's well over 30 countries now. So even if we're over there somewhere, who knows where we'll be, you can still call and say, hey, mom, you should have seen it. Jesse was so cool on the jet ski today. You want to be able to do that and save a bunch of money because our bill got cut in half when we switched to Pure Talk? Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Today's the day. Switch to Pure Talk. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, if you want, you can email the show, whatever you want, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. In case you're just joining us, we're about to discuss the left's reaction to the Supreme Court decision today that Donald Trump is immune. He's immune, mostly immune. He's not immune from everything, but he's mostly immune. And upon this announcement, you cheered, and they ran to social media, ran to the news, ran to everywhere, and said things along the lines, I know you've seen it, I know you've heard it, well, I guess we could just assassinate someone. I guess the president should just send the SEAL Team 6 after Trump. I guess you've heard this all day long. All day long, things like this.
The thing that is not dealt with here is the hypothetical that was dealt with in the Court of Appeals about SEAL Team 6. And it is unclear how this, they actually studiously avoid dealing with that, because you could make the argument that that is official conduct. At the very least, presumptively.
How would you make that argument?
You'd sit there and say, I have determined as commander-in-chief that this is necessary. And the way that Judge Pan in the lower court phrased it was, what if the president decides that a political adversary is a threat to democracy and orders the killing? That is within that.
So I was just talking about what I would do if you gave me $10 billion and I told you what I would do. Yacht, friends, World War II Pacific tour. And it reveals things about me. You know what this is? Every single communist you know today, at your liberal Aunt Peggy, the people on the news, Democrats, doesn't matter, pick your Democrat. Every Democrat you know today, they all responded the exact same way. Well, I guess the president can just have someone killed now. Do you know what that really reveals? It reveals how they think. In the world of poker, that's what's known as a tell. You see, if you were to tell me, if you were to, without details or without legal constraints, if you were to tell me, hey, Jesse, I'm going to make you president and you can do whatever you want. I'll be honest with you right now. I would fire almost every federal employee and eliminate almost every single government agency. It's the very first thing I would do. And I don't even know that I'd have to do much else. That's my instinct. That's what I would do. If you gave me unchecked power. No restraints, no Congress, no judges, no nothing. Here's the presidency. Jesse, you're immune. You do whatever you want. I'm telling you right now, everybody fired. Gone. You're all fired. Agency's gone. But apparently, if you give these people unchecked power, they would murder somebody? And if you say, well, that's not what they're saying. Well, why? Why is that the very first thing that came to mind for every Democrat in the United States of America? Well, I guess you could just send the military to murder somebody. Do you know why that came to the mind of all the communists in this country? Because that's exactly how they think. Just like me handing you $10 billion, whatever you said you would do with it is revealing about you. It's a revelation about you and your desires and who you are and what you want out of life. The same thing can be said about every single person you've seen online, on social media, in your personal life, referencing the president ordering the military to murder his political opponents. It's the first thing that came to all of their minds because it's the first thing they would do if given that power. Oh, Jesse, that's crazy. That's too far. Really? The entire 100 plus year history of leftism has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that is always the first thing the communist does when he achieves power over especially the military. When he gets a secret state police, when he gets the military completely in his hands, he will then use all those guns to murder people who oppose him politically. And is it a shock, is it even a tiny shock that today, across the spectrum of the American left, top to bottom, up and down, that's exactly how they reacted to the Trump ruling today. How revealing about how these people think. Well, I guess it means Trump can just murder someone as president. Why are you thinking about the president murdering somebody? Why is that something that even entered into your mind? Because that's how you think. And because if you were ever given the office of the presidency and you knew you were immune, you knew you had the power to do so, that's exactly what you would do, you dirty communist. You see, you can always tell who people are once they're given money, once they're given power. You know, there's this old way of thinking that money ruins people. Ah, he changed since he got rich, or money doesn't ruin anybody. Money reveals who you really are. There are all kinds of people out there, businessmen, athletes, who pick your person, who get money somehow, some way, and do tremendous good with that amount of money. And there are all kinds of people who do nothing good, only selfish things with all kinds of money. The money itself didn't change a thing. The money revealed who that person was. And the same thing applies to political power. Your liberal Aunt Peggy talks about Trump having the military murder people because that's what she would do with the military if she had the power to do so. Period. End of story. And that's why you better start taking your chalk, because we share a country with these vile demons. We share a country with people whose first instinct is to murder, hurt, control, arrest. It's their first instinct. It's the first thing that comes to their mind. Do you have the T levels to combat it? Or are you tired all the time? Are you depressed all the time? Gentlemen, there's estrogen in the water. It's not your fault. All through our plastics, our waters, we shower for 15 minutes in estrogen every day. For me, it's 5 because I don't have hair now, but it's probably 15 for you. Start taking a male vitality stack from Chalk. 20% increase in your testosterone levels in 90 days, and you will feel so good. You feel just ready to go at all times, and your mind works better, and your mood works better. Are you ready to just smile again and laugh again? Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call them 50-CHUCK-3000. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Talking about poker reminded me of that sweet movie Rounders. Chris, did you ever see Rounders? You never saw Rounders? I bet Michael saw Rounders. Michael, did you see Rounders? You freaking children. Rounders is a sick, it's like a poker movie. He does these underground poker clubs. You've got to watch Rounders. It's a total dude movie. Anyway, he was talking about tells. In one of the scenes in the movies, he's playing poker against this really bad guy, this Russian gangster dude, and he finally figures out the dude's tell. The dude's messing with Oreos, whatever. It's a great movie, Chris. We're not talking about movies right now. We have to focus on America. So that was the Supreme Court decision today. And, you know, Sonia Sotomayor, the really, really, really hardcore communist on the Supreme Court, she, of course, wrote a dissent. And then she caps her dissent with this little gem. With fear for our democracy, I dissent. I just want to, again, I know you get bored with me saying it, even though you've never said that, you probably don't, but I want to remind everybody, we are not a democracy. Democracies are evil, horrible things. The founders warned explicitly against democracy. We are not a democracy. Democracy is where majority rules. The mob rules. The mob can take away your rights at any time. And it's not an accident. The American communist has tried to bring that word into the mainstream. Our democracy, democracy, our democracy. He threatens democracy, democracy. They're doing that on purpose. They chose that word on purpose because that's exactly what they want us to be. They want to import tens of millions of barbarians from all over the world and then turn this country into a democracy where those barbarians can decide on whether or not you're allowed to keep your AR-15. We are not a democracy under any sense of the word. And, oh, thank you for this little gem, Michael. Michael printed me this one out. You remember what Vladimir Lenin said about democracy? You probably don't, because I didn't either. Michael printed it for me. Quote, in a capitalist society, we have a democracy that is curtailed, wretched, false, a democracy only for the rich, for the minority. The dictatorship of the proletariat, the period of transition to communism, will, for the first time, create democracy for the people, for the majority, along with the necessary suppression of the exploiters, of the minority. Communism alone is capable of providing real, complete democracy, and the more complete it is, the sooner it will become unnecessary and wither away of its own accord. The communists, they love that word. Remind your child when he comes home from social studies, Mommy, our teacher told us about our democracy today. Remind your child and shoot an email to that teacher. We are not a democracy. Now, it's time to talk about what happened over the weekend with the Bidens, the Biden family, and everything else. But speaking of communists, I do want to point this out. Dome, Vice President Dome, you've seen her a lot more over the last 72 hours or so than you did before. Why is that? Everyone's starting to flirt with the idea that this woman might actually become president of the United States of America. Joe Biden might not make it to November. She might, if he does make it to November and wins, we all know he ain't making it another 4 years. And if he drops out, they might have to hand the nomination to her. And you know this. You know, for the longest time on this show, we have mocked her for repeating this same line. This is a line she has used for ages, and you know how long I've made fun of her for this. And the line goes like this. We see what can be unburdened by what has been. And credit to them, RNC Research did a mashup. I'm not going to play it for you. It's all 4 minutes. I'll just play you a little bit of it. They did a mashup of all the times she's used this line. So here's a little sampling.
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been. You know?
What can be
unburdened by what has been.
What can be unburdened by what has been.
What can be unburdened by what has been. What can be unburdened by what has been.
What we can see, what we believe can be unburdened by what has been.
Okay, I'm going to stop. It goes on for 4 minutes. This is her favorite line. Been using it for years. I'm sure some college student wrote it for her, some speechwriter wrote it for her, and she fell in love with it and just wrapped her arms around it like it was Willie Brown, and she has carried it with her everywhere she's gone. But why? Why that line? It's not that I have a problem with politicians using the same line over and over again. They're famous for this. Oh, pause. Little side note here. Don't worry. I'm not going to lose track.
My focus is just stay focused.
You people running for office, I've been encouraging you to run for office, local office, county supervisor, school board, city council, sheriff, you name it. We need to begin becoming activists running for local office. And I get emails all the time. I'm nervous, Jesse. I don't speak in front of people. I don't know what I'm doing. Here's a little tidbit from me to you about running for office. No matter what office you're running for, you will have to give speeches. There's no question about that. You're going to have to stand up in a room and you're going to have to speak in front of people. So here it is. You come up with a speech. You should probably have a 2-minute version and a 5-minute version. You come up with a speech. Practice it at home. Practice it in front of your spouse, your kids, whatever. You come up with the speech you want to give, and then you go give that speech. And you will suck the first time. You'll be nervous, so you'll be stiff, and it'll suck. Don't change it. Don't change a thing. Everywhere you go, and you'll feel awkward, you give the same speech. You will feel awkward because you already heard it. Oh, surely they already heard it. I don't want to repeat myself. Don't you dare change. You give the same speech everywhere you go. And what you will find over time is the familiarity you have with the speech breeds your comfort with speaking in front of people. Yeah, you're nervous to speak in front of people, but it's a 2-minute speech. You've given it 100 times. You can do it in your sleep, and then you'll get looser. And the speech, you'll make little adjustments, and it'll get better. Okay, so anyway, setting that aside, politicians use the same lines over and over again. I know that. You know that. Everyone knows that. But why does she fall in love with that line? Well, it goes back to what we've talked about many times before. How in the world can you sell an evil demonic religion of destruction to normal people who are never going to sign on to something that's an evil demonic religion of destruction? That's not exactly a great seller, is it? Hey, come on around. I'll teach you how to be an evil demon that destroys everything. Probably not going to lead with that. How do you sell it? You massage it. You work with your language. Pol Pot, when he was taking over Cambodia, getting ready to murder a quarter of his country, Pol Pot, he famously declared year zero. Nothing that came before this matters. It's year zero, guys. Almost sounds good, right? Hey, we're going to clean slate. Let's wipe out the past. Now, in practice, what did Pol Pot mean by that? Well, we're going to murder everybody. We're going to destroy all of our industry and murder everyone we possibly can. That's what he meant. But you don't want to lead with that. So you lead with year zero, clean slate. Why love this so much?
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been. You know? What can be unburdened by what has been. What?
Unburdened by what has been. Means everything you know, your values, your country, your economy, your rights, your everything. It's all a burden. Let's shake those shackles off, shall we? And then once we get unburdened by this society you've built, once I unburden you from things like food, then, of course, you can see what can be. Don't be nervous about all the things I want to destroy. Just focus on the glorious future, I promise you. See what can be unburdened by what has been is just another way to say year zero. That's a fact. Now, let's talk about the Biden drama that happened over the weekend. Before we talk about that, let's talk about, well, something very, very real. I
I
wake up a lot of days in America and I look around and I feel so blessed. And this day is no different. And the more stories you read about the despicable things happening to people over there in Israel, the more it makes you feel really, really blessed to live in a place that isn't being raided and rocketed every single day. It's awful. And the International Federation of Christians and Jews, the IFCJ, what they're doing is they've come up with a pledge. That's all it is. It's a pledge. All you do is go sign it at supportifcj.org. Now, why would that matter? Who cares, right? It's signing a pledge. No, it does matter. When that pledge is finished, they want 5,000 signatures. They're going to go over there and they're going to present it to them and say, hey, just to let you know, you're not alone. We are praying for you. We are standing with you. Isn't that freaking wonderful? Supportifcj.org. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, only 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. And I know I have to get to all this Biden drama from over the weekend. The Biden family met and there's all kinds of dissension in the ranks. Don't forget, email the show, whatever you want, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So I do have to, speaking of dissension, before we get to the Biden family and the problems they're having there, I have to be very honest with you about the Kelly family and the problems we are having. Things are a little rough at home right now. And here's what's going on. You see, I love to eat deep fried foods. If you can deep fry it, I want to try it. All right. That rhymed. I didn't mean for that to rhyme. Now that it did, I've decided I like that line and I'm going to keep it. So that's my line, patent pending. If you can deep fry it, I want to try it. I have had deep fried butter. I've had deep fried pizza. That wasn't as good as you think, I should note. One of the greatest deep fried things I've ever eaten in my life was at the Texas State Fair. I had a deep fried grilled cheese sandwich. It was magnificent. Okay. I like to eat fried foods. And that brings me to the old ball and chain. My wife, Aubrey, she's a bit more healthy, you would say. You know, she's one of those people, Apple Watch people. She's one of those people just kills herself for an hour a day in the gym. She was a gymnast, right? She's an elite athlete. Ah, that's not healthy. Ah, that's not organic. Meh, 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 meh. So she has resisted for the longest time purchasing any kind of a deep fryer for the house. She air fries us things all the time. And I will admit, her air fried chicken is the greatest chicken I've ever eaten. Air fryers are legit. But every now and then I want some grease. I want grease in my life. And my son and I, my youngest son, Luke, he's a French fry freak. And you may think you like French fries. I like French fries. I've never seen anything like this in my entire life. He will order a burger and fries and he'll throw all the fries on the burger. It's just, he's a fry nut. We have decided we are putting our foot down and we're going to deep fry some fries at the house. And we're going to try shrimp too. So without any consulting of her whatsoever, I decided I've had enough. And I went and bought a little tub of beef tallow because I like things that are fried in tallow better. They just taste better. And it's healthier, Chris. And I got one of those little mini deep fryers for like $34. I didn't spend a bunch of money. I was looking for something on sale. I didn't want to break the bank on something like this. So it was $34, $35. And tonight, we're going to deep fry some French fries. The wife asked why potatoes were on the grocery list. She went grocery shopping today. And I finally, I came clean. And I let her know what it was. And then I let her know there was going to be some deep frying in the house. And she wasn't that receptive of it. She wasn't that great about it. The deep frying's still going to happen. And how are things by tomorrow morning? I don't know. But I know this. I'm eating fries. And yes, fries from scratch. Chris, how hard can they be? No, it's not a lot of work. Chris, it's no, you don't have to cook them three times. Look, it's not a lot of work when you have sons, okay? When I get home, I'm going to hand my sons the potatoes, and I'm going to hand them the potato peeler, and I'm going to say, have at it, boys. And what, Chris, what? Yes, you peel the fries, Chris. You don't eat the skin on the fries like some sort of barbarian. Nobody likes. I know they're Wendy's fries. That's disgusting. That's one. Two, you don't leave the skin on the fry. The fry needs to be thin. The fry needs to be skinless. The fry needs to be crispy. That's what the fry needs to be. Everything around the house, you just had your first kid, so you don't realize this yet. Everything around the house gets easier when you have these slaves called children. I'm not going to put in any real effort tonight. I'll act like I'm putting in all the effort. I'll stand by the deep fryer. I'll make sure it's at temperature. When they hand me fries, I'll drop them in. They're going to have to do all the peeling, and you know they'll slice their fingers when they're peeling, and I will laugh. Ha, 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 you should have been more careful. And then they're going to have to cut the potatoes. Now, that might be a little more dangerous, so there could be an ER visit. I don't know. They're going to peel the potatoes, cut the potatoes, and then I think I read somewhere that they should soak the fries in water for a couple minutes for some reason. I don't know. Sounds stupid. And then I'll handle the deep frying. Look, all this is going to be delicious, and we're going to try shrimp, too. I'm sure I'll massacre that. Hey, Chris, you want any shrimp? I'm kidding. What, Chris, what? See, that's the problem. See, Chris said have them handle the deep fryer. You don't let boys get into too much danger. You can present them with a potato peeler, and you know at some point in time, they'll be sword fighting with it or something, and one of them is going to skin a finger. Not the end of the world. If you allow them to mess with like a deep fryer with hot oil, someone's going to the ER with third-degree burns. You have to understand, look, here's a true statement. I didn't come up with this, but it's true. You take a group of boys, however big the group is, you take the lowest IQ in the group, whoever has the lowest IQ in the group, and then whatever that number is, you divide it by the number of boys in the group. So if the guy with the lowest IQ has an 80 and there are four boys, you divide that and what you have left is 20. What is that number, 20? That is the collective IQ of a group of young boys. I will let my sons peel their fingers up with a potato peeler. I can't let them around the hot oil. Plus, that's the easiest job. That's the job I take for me as the father. I then supervise. Anyway, the wife's not happy about it, but it's happening anyway. And now she'll just be worried about the mess. So she'll end up taking over and doing the whole thing. This is marriage 101, fellas. Learn from me. Also, let's talk about kids real quick. Let's talk about preborn. Roe versus Wade being overturned was incredible. It was awesome. I love it. You love it. Good. But you know how we talk about politics and the election this November and every election, how saving the country isn't an event, it's a process? Well, that's what being pro-life is too. Roe versus Wade being overturned was a great battle to win, and I'm glad we won it. It was one battle in a million we have. We still have to get back the hearts and minds of the culture. We have to educate young women on what it is and what it's not. Preborn does that with the gift of ultrasound, giving free ultrasounds for young ladies who are about to kill their babies. That $28 you give to Preborn is a life. You're buying a life. When she hears that heartbeat, she chooses life almost every time. So you choose Preborn if you can. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give what you can. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back for Medal of Honor Monday.
This is an iHeart podcast.